أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ما جعل الله من بحيرة ولا سائبة ولا وصيلة ولا حام ولكن الذين كفروا يفترون على الله الكذب وأكثرهم لا يعقلون وإذا قيل لهم تعالوا إلى ما أنزل الله وإلى الرسول قالوا حسبنا ما وجدنا عليه آباءنا أولو كان آباؤهم لا يعلمون شيئا ولا يهتدون صدق الله العظيم. The discussion for several verses was that Allah تبارك وتعالى had stated, don't make haram what Allah تبارك وتعالى had made halal. Then what Allah تبارك وتعالى had made haram, Allah تعالى had spoken about with regards to alcohol, gambling, etc. And then Allah Ta'ala spoke about what is haram, prohibited in a particular state, and that was the state of ihram. And now Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala speaks about some of the doings of the people of Makkah, the Quraysh of Makkah, that they sacrificed, they had given out certain things in the name of idols, and then they made buhtan on Allah. They fabricated in the name of Allah, saying that Allah Ta'ala had commanded them to do so. Hence Allah Rabbul Izzat speaks briefly about that. Allah Ta'ala says, مَا جَعَلَ اللَّهُ مِنْ بَحِيرَ وَلَا سَائِبَ وَلَا وَصِيلَ وَلَا حَامٍ. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about four different categories of sacrifices that they had made. All these four categories refer to camels that they had owned. One is Allah Ta'ala speaks about Bahira. It is an animal whose milk was dedicated in the name of their gods, in the name of their idols. They would milk the animal, and then that milk will be left just in the name of idols. They would not consume, and nobody else was allowed to consume that milk. Second is Sa'iba. The animal itself is released in the name of their idols. That animal will just roam around the pastures, it will roam around the earth, and that no one could touch, no one could sacrifice, no one could buy, no one could sell, and that animal was just left like that in the name of their idols. Wasila, a she-camel who gave birth to only she-camels, in other words, continuously, uninterruptedly, all its offspring was that of females. And that also they would give out in the name of their idols. They found this to be a profitable thing, that you have a she-camel, and then that she-camel give birth to only females. So there is going to be a multiplication insofar as the herd is concerned. And they felt that that must also be given in the name of their idols. And then the last, Allah Ta'ala speaks about harm. With regards to harm, there are different interpretations. From the time of the Sahaba, radiallahu ta'ala anhum, one famous interpretation is that this is a stud, a male camel, who impregnated, in other words, made pregnant female camels 10 times. They would go on to count it, and then they would decide that this was a profitable stud, and then they will give it out in the name of their idols, and that also, the giving out, will be just left to roam around. So Allah Ta'ala says that all of this, مَا جَعَلَ اللَّهُ, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala had not made this. This is not the concept, and we can see at the outset that this is not consistent with a shariat. It is not consistent with the hukam of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and hence Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَكِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا يَفْتَرُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبِ. That was one sin, sacrificing, giving away in the name of the idol. And then Allah Ta'ala says, but those who disbelieve, they fabricate on the name of Allah Ta'ala. That if they were asked about these sacrifices, where did you hear about it? Who did you hear from? Was there any revelation? They will say, no, it is the command of Allah. Allah Ta'ala had commanded. وَأَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. And most of them do not understand. They do not understand that wahi comes down from Allah Ta'ala via the angel Jibreel alayhi salam to a Nabi, and then that Nabi transmits, that Nabi conveys the message of Allah Ta'ala. They were not able to understand this concept. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ تَعَالَوْا إِلَى مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ وَإِلَى الرَّسُولِ. Now if they cannot understand the concept, then invite them towards Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It is a simple solution to the matter, to the issue. So Allah Ta'ala says, and when it was said to them, ta'alu, come to that which Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam had revealed. Come to Quran, come to Nabi, come to the deen of Islam. Accept from Allah Ta'ala if you are so willing to say that it is Allah from whom you take your commandments. Come to Allah Ta'ala, come to the Quran. قَالُوا حَزْبُنَا مَا وَجَدْنَا عَلَيْهِ آبَاءَنَا. A change of thought. They will say that sufficient for us is what we had found our forefathers upon. What deen they had, that is good for us, that is sufficient for us. We are not prepared to make the change. Now one important aspect is that it doesn't mean that the Quran or the Shariat has always told us that we do in conflict to our forefathers. If what they had done was good, what they had done was on the basis of Shariat, it was the command of Allah Ta'ala, the command of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then by all means, follow the good deeds that they had carried on, the good legacies that they had left behind, whatever good practices they had left behind. If it was Shari'i, then that we will definitely continue. Then we would not say that we won't follow our forefathers. If what they had left was error, if what they had left was misunderstanding, that probably they didn't understand something of the Shariat, now we checked and we found that it was inconsistent to the law of Allah, it did not conform to the Shariat, then make the change. Follow the Shariat and follow the deen of Allah Ta'ala. أَوَلَوْ كَانَ آبَاؤُهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا. Even though their forefathers had not known anything, what they had done was not in the light of knowledge, it was in the darkness of ignorance that they had innovated all of this. وَلَا يَحْتَدُونَ. And they were not guided, they didn't know the way forward, they didn't know the way towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here again we need to look into our lives. What is it that we practice that is according to the commandments of Allah Ta'ala? What is it that we practice that goes against the commandments of Allah Ta'ala and the sunnah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam? The simple solution is change all of that into the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We will always find that whoever follows the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam will not deviate from it, and whoever opposes the sunnah, whoever innovates in the deen of Allah, for that individual it is very difficult for him to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.